Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Disha Bakchi with the Print, and today we will discuss how a court in Gujarat's Surat district Thursday convicted Congress MP Rahul Gandhi in a 2019 criminal defamation case and sentenced him to 2 years imprisonment. Chief Judicial Magistrate H.H. Verma, however, approved Gandhi's bail on a surety of Rs. 15,000 and stayed the sentence for 30 days to allow him to appeal. The defamation complaint was filed on 15 April 2019 by former Gujarat Minister and BJP MLA from Surat West, Parnesh Modi, for Gandhi's remarks made on April 13, 2019 at a Lok Sabha election rally in Karnataka's Kolar, where he said, "Why all the thieves have Modi in their name, whether be it Nirav Modi, Lalit Modi and Narendra Modi? What did the complainant allege? What does the defamation law say? And what did the court say while convicting Gandhi?" The Print explains. What had the complainant alleged? Before the court, the complainant alleged that Gandhi, for his own political gain, insulted 13 crore people of India with the surname Modi. He alleged that Gandhi did this to harm the personal reputation of all those with the surname Modi. He alleged that he was shocked by the speech, as well as defamed in the society. He also told the court that people from other communities have started to look down upon him with suspicion, and that there has been social, physical, and mental harm or damage done. He claimed that since he is an MLA and a social worker as well, he and his social reputation has suffered an irreparable loss. What did the court say? In his defense, among other things, Gandhi has also raised objections over the integrity of the electronic evidence submitted in court in the form of a CD and a pen drive that had copies of his speech and other evidence. Gandhi had also said that the speech in question was about highlighting the problems that India is facing. Gandhi's lawyers also submitted that even if it is assumed that this statement was made, it cannot be said that it was an insult to the Modi community or an individual. He also contended that when a person is giving a speech impromptu, then there is a possibility of an unintentional mistake. Hence, he asserted that it is believable that his sentence was said without any intention. In the 168-page order, the court noted that the complaint had not been filed only on the grounds of public defamation of the Modi community, Samaj, or caste, but that it was filed on the account of the agony caused to the complainant himself. The court noted that Gandhi could have stopped after giving the suffix or nickname, says Upnam in Gujarati, of Chor to PM Modi, and after comparing him to India's economic offenders like Nirav Modi, Lalit Modi, Mehul Choksi and Vijay Mallya. However, it added that Gandhi asked why does every thief have the Modi surname during his speech to intentionally insult all those with the surname Modi or anyone known by the name of Modi. It asserted that Gandhi is an MP and that him addressing people in this manner is a very serious matter. It observed that there is a substantial impact on the people when someone addresses people as an MP. It said that therefore the gravity or seriousness of this crime is higher in such cases, and it will send a wrong message to society if he is given a reduced sentence. It then ruled that the fact that the alleged defamatory statement was made has been proved beyond any doubt. As per the order, the judge rejected the argument made by Gandhi's lawyer on alleged possible tampering of the CD of his speech. The court also added that this case is based not just on electronic evidence and oral, as well as document evidence was also present. What does the law say? Under the Indian law, defamation is both a criminal and a civil offence. If a person is held guilty for the civil offence of defamation, they can be asked to pay a monetary compensation to the person defamed. Criminal defamation is dealt with under sections 499 and 500 of the Indian Penal Code. Section 499 defines defamation as spoken or written words of visible representations concerning any person intended to harm his or her reputation. The exceptions to defamation include an imputation of truth required for a public good or the conduct of any person touching any public question or expressing opinions on a public performance. Section 500 of IPC prescribes a maximum jail term of 2 years or fine or both. However, courts in India have held that a class of persons cannot be defamed as a class. It has also held that an individual cannot be defamed by a general reference to the class to which he belongs. However, an individual can show that even though the statement reflected on a class of persons, he was the person aimed at and defamed. An old English case had explained, if a man wrote that all lawyers were thieves, no particular lawyer could sue him unless there is something to point to the particular individual which there is not here. Similarly, Indian courts have asserted that in order to file a complaint of defamation under Section 500 of the Indian Penal Code, the person must be an aggrieved person who felt hurt or pain because of the defamatory statement. However, an individual representing a group cannot maintain a complaint against any individual or unidentifiable or indeterminate group of persons. That's all I have for you today, but we will be watching the developments in this case closely and bring you all the latest. This is Disha Bakshi at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM.